Taking your thoughts before we get underway here tonight, Northern Heights.
Well, I don't disagree with Northern Heights' decision to defer to the second half. You know, this gives them a great opportunity to kind of get a feel for that Opie offense, maybe even get a little bit of an early momentum boost if they can stop them here. So it's a good opportunity for Northern Heights, but they're going to have to be on their A game. They're going to go up against this Opie offense and their defense. Opie, they just have to come in here and kind of do what they've been doing, limit their opponent, find the end zone. They haven't had much trouble doing either of those here throughout the season.
Stranger things have happened in sports. That's true. Why we play sports. But you might have to go all the way back to Samuel chapter 1, verse 17. But Northern Heights might need more than a rock and a slingshot. Short kick fielded by Garrett Cole. Breaks a tackle all the way down in the midfield. Be tackled at Northern Heights' 44-yard line. And that's where Opie will have their first crack at it on offense.
Man, that was almost frightening because it looked like he was just going to break through and head on. Good leg tackle there. Just ties him up. Can't go anywhere if your feet are tied together. So that was probably a early touchdown-saving stop right there.
And once again, thanks to Heartland Office Systems for our starting lineup, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. Going to be a pro formation. Damon Redeker under center. Cole and Derek Holting, the tailbacks behind him. Going to be a crossback action to Garrett Cole. Breaks one, breaks two. Bowls over defender, ooh, pushing his weight for maybe a gain of 9-10 yards right at there at the stick. Actually give him 11 yards on that first play of the ball game for Opie in their first down.
That sends a big message there when you have an 11-yard carry on your first snap. Go from 1st and 10 to 1st and 10 right there. That's sending a message.
Garrett Cole had a pretty good game last week against Jackson Heights in that 35-0 victory for the Eagles. I formation this time. Two receiver on each side, Blake Skowski and Blake Redeker up top. Going to be an option, triple option this way to Damon Redeker on the near side. Head of steam, breaks one, actually gets tripped up at the 10-yard line before he does. A 22-yard gain for the Eagles and another first down.
Clayton Collier with the tackle there, another touchdown-saving tackle. Didn't try to go up and muscle him as we saw on that first carry on that 11 yards on the first snap. These guys can kind of bowl through those defenders, so it was smart. He went down for the legs, took his wheels out from underneath him. Again, saves a touchdown, but might be a question of just prolonging the inevitable.
Opening drive for the Eagles. I formation once again. Ball in their hash, 10-yard line. Still need 10 yards to go for a first and goal. Going to be a hard count. Going to be a toss left to Derek Holting. He's got blockers on the outside. Block comes off, but Derek Holting pushes his way into the end zone for 6. 10-yard run for the senior. Derek Holting has Opie scoring just a minute and 5 seconds into this ballgame.
That full drive after the kickoff, actually, just a minute long, 60 seconds it took for them to score 3 plays on that drive.
So Braden Fowler will be in to kick the extra point. Triton Ybarra is the long snapper. Damon Redeker, the holder. Fowler's been pretty consistent with these extra points.
Yeah, he hasn't missed much.
He's a starter in baseball, but just as well call him the closer for the extra points as he gets the extra point through the upright. So 7-0 our score. Opie over Northern Heights, 10:55 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a quick one-minute break and have the ensuing kickoff next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. B&S Kennels in Opie, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend. And Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental for your winning smile. Call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
3-play, 43-yard drive on the opening drive for the Opie Eagles, capped off with a 10-yard touchdown score by Derek Holting, and Ted Skowski has it teed up at his own 40. Back deep for the Wildcats. An end-over-end kick going to be fielded at the 25 and be pushed out of bounds at the 29-yard line by Aaron Ross. Actually, Spencer Fox was on the return there. Gets it out to about the 29-yard line. Ball will be on the far hatch as he was pushed out of bounds on the Opie sideline. So 10:51 to play in this first quarter, and Northern Heights will have their first crack at it on offense. They break their huddle. Northern Heights in their black home jerseys, gray pants, white numbers, and a black helmet with a Wildcat on it. Going to be that single wing. Ross dropping back to pass, and his pass will be deflected at the line by Truman Bailey. Truman Bailey was pushed up there as a safety with that safety thing, and we've seen Truman Bailey get a few interceptions this year in our games that we've had the Eagles.
Well, I mean, that was probably best-case scenario with kind of looking at how that play developed, an incomplete pass versus either getting sacked or possibly an interception as he threw into a nest of Eagles.
So brings up second and 10 for the Wildcats, opening in their road whites, gold helmet and gold pants, green numbers. So two receivers here on the near side. Going to be a shotgun formation for Ross, rolling to his right. Pressure coming, breaks one out of the pocket before being brought down at the line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of one.
Good on him for getting back to the line of scrimmage at least, as he was able to kind of pick up maybe a save maybe 2 or 3 yards by getting about a yard forward. You're correct, though, Mike. It will be a loss of one, but that looked like initially it could have been a loss of 4 or 5 as he dropped back pretty far there. Was able to shake off a tackle and then got back to what looked like the line of scrimmage, but not the strongest start here for the Wildcats.
3rd and 11 now, ball at their own 28-yard line, 10-12 to play in the first quarter, trailing 7-0. Shotgun formation once again for Ross. He's rolling to his left, going to try and tuck it and run, but he's met at the line of scrimmage by Garrett Cole and a host of other Eagles. So it'll bring up 4th down. Ted Skowski in there, Eli Foraker,
and
looks like Angel Cortez. The four players right there, and we got an Eagle. Kind of slow to get up. Garrett Cole's just kind of collecting his thoughts, but now he's up and looks to be all right. So 4th and 15 after the loss of 4 by Ross.
Well, give Ross credit. He's trying to do some work with his feet there. He was trying to find an open man downfield, but he just had no time in the pocket. He immediately left it as it really just collapsed around him.
Good snap.
Almost
end over end. Punt going to be fielded at the 44-yard line in Opie territory by Damon Redeker. He's looking for a wall. He's got one over there on the far side. Might have a block in the back. I don't see a flag coming out before Damon Redeker is pushed out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Truman Bailey kind of was on the outside over there. I don't see a flag down, but a fortunate break for the Eagles. It looked like that could have been coming back. But actually, Redeker gets pushed out at the 17-yard line into Northern Heights territory. So, first drive went 43 yards, and this time they're 17 yards out. 9:16 to play in the first quarter. The Eagles lead the Wildcats 7-0.
And they've started both of their drives so far in Wildcat territory, so it's good for the Eagles. But I got to say, that was a pretty nice punt there by the Wildcats, just a better return there by Opie.
Call it 38 yards on the return by the senior quarterback, Dan Redeker. He is under center. They go set, ball in the far hash, rolling to his right, looking to pass for the first time. He's got his brother wide open in the end zone. He's going to find Truman Bailey at the 9-yard line, and a 22-yard touchdown score for the Eagles. 13-0 our score, 9:08 to play in this opening quarter.
Yeah, that was just somebody missed their assignment. There was nobody there to cover him. He was wide open and walked right into the end zone. Yeah, I mean, not much else to say about it.
It was a crossing route that looked like it. Blake Redeker was open in the end zone. He was begging his brother to throw it to him. But Truman Bailey, we kind of ran an outpost, and he was right there for the reception. So Fowler in for the extra point. Waiting for the snap. Good snap, good hold. And the kick is through the uprights and good. So 9:08 to play in this first quarter. 14-0 now our score. Opie leading Northern Heights.
Area high school football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia.
And by Scotch Welding Service, 719 Graham and Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of Northern Heights academics and athletics. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Harry and Lloyd's, proud supporters of the Northern Heights Wildcats. Join them after every game for great food and good times. Main Street and Americus. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the field. Go Cats! And USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2021-2022 school year.
Skowski's end-over-end kick going to be fielded at the 25-yard line. Kind of goes through a hand of the front line and then gets recovered by the Wildcats. They'll have their second drive starting from the 24, just like where they started their first drive.
Yeah, that did not go too well as they lost yardage on almost every single one of those snaps. And I think one big thing here is this offensive line's got to start standing up to this defensive line of Olby. I know that most of them are pretty young, but they've got to give Ross time to operate.
Ross, out of that shotgun formation, Ross trying to keep it himself, going to be met by just a swarm of Eagles at the maybe the loss of one. Looked like they might have got back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, give Olby credit as they cut off Ross's options there. As he's run out almost every snap so far, Michael. He's kind of tried to let his legs do some work, and unfortunately they're just not paying off. They did a great job of cutting off the left and the right side, so he had to go up the middle or risk getting sacked way behind the line of scrimmage. That's just, you know, good lead there by the Eagles. They're kind of bringing you into where they want you to go, and then they collapse on top of you. That's sort of been their modus, their motive here this season.
8.5 to play. 14-0 our score. Patton's going to take the handoff and just get tattooed after a gain of two.
Oof. Normally when you see a guy get tattooed, it comes either from one side or the other. That one came from about three different angles. He got hit up front, he got hit on the side, and he got hit from the right and the left.
That was Clayton Collier on that rush. So Ted Skowski with the ink pen doing the tattooing tonight, like he's done all season long.
Yeah, that's a... Was positive yardage, though, for the Wildcats.
First positive play of the night on play number 5 for them. So negative 3 yards overall and 0-for-1 in the passing game. So 3rd and 8, ball in the 26, ball in the near hash. Rolling to his right is Ross. He's going to be pressured in the backfield. Breaks one, breaks two before being brought down in the backfield. Going to be a loss of about 5 on the sack.
Give him a lot of credit. Ross shook off two attackers on that one before he went down. I mean, he's got heart, and he's trying to make things happen. But, again, he just doesn't have a lot of time to operate. That offensive line's getting beat at the line of scrimmage every time.
Yeah, that's something when you say single wing, you know, you really think of them under center. But, you know, Coach Callahan putting Ross in a shotgun formation to give him a little bit more time, and the Eagle defense is just really coming off the ball very quickly.
Yeah.
So 4th and 13. The Wildcats will have to punt again. Ooh. Looks like it went off the foot of the punter. Going to roll into Opie territory at the 46-yard line. Damon Redeker has it there. We're looking for a wall, and he's got one. He's at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown. A 54-yard punt return by Damon Redeker. So Redeker gets his second accounted for touchdown on the night, and it makes it 20-0, 6:48 to play still in this first quarter. So not the that's multiple returns in special teams for Damon Redeker so far this season. Can just about do whatever he wants in the games that we have seen and the games we haven't seen. He's really coming to fruition there as a senior year, and of course last year we saw it too as a junior.
Yeah, we did absolutely. I think
really, you know, kind of bit his time, you know, as a freshman and sophomore and put in the work, and it's really paying off for the senior.
Well, and Coach Schmidt even said at the end of the season last year when he was talking about all the players, he said you haven't even seen the best of what he's capable of, and I think we're really starting to see that this year.
Fowler's kick. Good once again. 3-for-3 is Braden Fowler. 21-0 is our score. 6:48 to play in this first quarter. We'll take a quick break and have the kickoff next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Van Gundy Farms, your local Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
End over end kick fielded by Northern Heights at the 31-yard line. And we've got a downed Wildcat player on the return, trying to get a number on him.
Looks like
he'll be attended to.
That looks like maybe Logan Scentliver.
I don't think it's 70. Yeah.
Gage Morrison. Yeah.
Looks like they switched up the numbers or maybe, maybe omitted him from the
I didn't see him on our starting
roster. There he is. He's listed as 29 on our program, but he looks like he's wearing number 70 tonight. So he caught one. He was on the previous kickoff, touching one, and gets on this one. So he's still being attended to by his head coach.
It looks like he's getting up.
Yeah, he's getting up. I was getting ready to go to break. Getting ready to go to break. And I'm like, yeah, we better hold off.
We did have a scary situation last week.
Yes, we did. So hopefully everything is going all right with that Chase County Bulldog player. I messaged his mom on Saturday and sounded like he was doing all right with that dislocated knee that he suffered. But yeah, that was you don't have that every week, Tegan. When we have to take multiple breaks on an injury timeout. So first and 10 for the Wildcats, drive number 3, trying to get something going on offense. They had some positive yards in their previous drive, but they're still looking at negative 8 yards through their first two drives and two back-to-back 3-and-outs. So 6:44 to play in this first quarter. Opie leading 21-0. Wildcats break their huddle. Eagles still in the 5-2 front. Ross in that single wing formation out of the shotgun. It'll be a direct snap this time. The Arb, it looks like, maybe. Or that was actually the fullback, Galloway. So that'll be a 1 yard rush by Colby Galloway.
Again, positive yardage on that one. I've always said it, you don't have to run down the entire length of the field. You just need to get chunk after chunk after chunk.
And it starts with the offensive line there for the front five for those Northern Heights Wildcats.
Yeah, and again, they've struggled a little bit against this defensive line for Olpe. They're not giving their guys a lot of time. They've got to sturdy up here just a little bit, give them a little bit more time to let the play develop and a little more time to kind of execute.
Ross taking the snap again, going to be initially met in the backfield, going to be actually tackled way in the backfield. Loss of 6 on the carry, so another third and long upcoming for Northern Heights.
And that's kind of what I'm talking about, is he just really had no time to operate as, again, Eagles just swarm right through the line. They find those holes and they penetrate so well. And, I think when you have some younger guys on the line, they might be afraid that if they try to block too much, they're going to risk a penalty or something like that. It might be just playing some mind games with them.
Just trying to match the physicality of Opie is always
– That's true.
Is always a teams that really struggle to come across at, and as you got, freshmen, sophomores out there, which, they got a few seniors out there.
But, they do.
Just trying to get that football mentality just to try and get the guy stopped.
Yeah.
So four-man front for Opie, 3rd and 15. Ross stepping back to pass, has a receiver, but he zigged instead of a zagged. That was Spencer Fox, the intended receiver. Darren Hines, or actually that was Blake Redeker, nearly
picked it off,
having a chance for an interception. So another incomplete pass. So Ross 0 for 2 passing so far on the night. And 4th and 15, they'll have to punt again at their own 26-yard line. Trailing things 21-0, 5:09 to play. So Truman, Derek Holting and Damon Redeker back deep for the Eagles.
Redeker had that 54-yard return just a minute ago.
Beautiful punt this time over to Derek Holting, and he calls for a fair catch at the 44-yard line. So that'll be the worst starting field position of the night for the Eagles. They started at Northern Heights 43-yard line and then the 22-yard line to begin their first two drives. And, of course, as Tegan mentioned, had the 54-yard punt return on their last time they touched the ball. So they will be the first time starting in their own territory.
And, again, only four plays so far for Olpe. Three plays in their first drive. They went 45 yards down the field. On their second drive, 17 yards on one snap.
Ball on the far hash, I formation. Two receivers here on the near side. Truman Bailey tied in on the left side. Eagles go set. Going to be a handoff to the tailback, Derek Holting. Gets tripped up at the 46-yard line, so a two-yard carry by Derek Holting.
I do like what this defense is doing for Northern Heights. Again, they're not trying to muscle the Eagles. I mean, you mentioned it's very hard to play to that same physicality that Olpe brings. They're playing very smart. They're tackling low. They're going down. They're not trying to push them around. I think that's a very, very smart mentality, and it shows the maturity of some of these players out here.
Wide receiver on each side, I formation once again. Truman Bailey, the tight end on the right side. 4-4 front, showing a little bit of blitz maybe there, but it's going to be an option over here on the near side. Damon Redeker pitched to Derek Holting. He's got blockers in front of him. It's going to be a 54-yard touchdown run for the senior Derek Holting, his second of the night. Makes it 27 to nothing. 4:14 to play. It was a beautiful, beautiful executed play for Damon Redeker. Waited for that end to kind of bite there.
Yep.
Had an excellent downfield blocking by the Eagles, and it looked easy from being 54 yards out for the senior Derek Holton.
Yeah, you actually took the words right out of my mouth. Spencer Fox, he kind of had Redeker lined up and ready, and then right as he met him, just a perfect little toss over to the right side, and Holting was off to the races. That was perfect timing. I mean, again, not much you can critique on that. Give Fox credit, though. He's stuck with his man.
So Fowler in for the extra point. 3 for 3 so far on the PATs. The bar snap, good. Redeker's hold, good. Fowler's kick, good. 28 to nothing, our score. 4:14 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a quick one-minute break here on the Area Game of the Week.
Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Mayer Electric. See Kevin Mayer for all of your indoor and outdoor commercial and residential electrical needs. Proud to support the Olpe Eagles. And Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizen State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison Falls sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Opie out to a 28-0 lead over in county. Former league rival Northern Heights. Braden Fowler in the kick this time.
Oh, beautiful
kick. End over in kick. Going to be fielded by Galloway at the 20-yard line. Going to be brought down at the 27-yard line for a 7-yard return. So 28-0 our score, 4:10 to play in this first quarter. Opie 6-0 looking to advance to 7-0. Northern Heights 0-5 so far.
See if the game plan maybe changes up here a little bit for Northern Heights, as it's really been all Ross trying to do the work with his legs, and it hasn't gone very far. A few other guys have had some carries for a little bit of positive yardage, but see if they maybe try working some passing plays in here.
Yeah, Ross, 5 carries, negative 16 on the yardage so far. Ross with it, and will be met at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
No gain on that one, but I did like what I saw out of Ross on that carry. He actually started going off to the left side, saw a hole kind of develop a little bit up the middle there, and he actually tried to go through it, but Olpe, again, just kind of closes those a little bit faster than you can usually get through. But that was good awareness by Ross. He's really paying attention and watching the play and how it's happening. He's seeing his routes and seeing where he can possibly go. So again,
those,
heads up.
Those ends for Northern Heights are going to have to get a guy blocked, maybe the fullback too, because with Obie's five-man front, you're one-on-one matchup with the offensive lineman. You're cutting. You're doing everything to take those guys out. And you see Ted Skowski and Derek Holting in on every play for tackles, and that's what we saw there on that previous play. So Ross, and again, dropping back the pass. Heavy pressure coming. Looks like might have been a screen maybe, but it will be a quick pass over here on the near side. Falls incomplete. So Ross now 0 for 3. So another third and long for Northern Heights. They're 0 for 3 on their previous third downs.
Quick pass both, well, by name and also by what just happened there. It was a very quick pass. He saw the defense coming at him pretty hard, and he just decided to get rid of it. I mean, it's smart. You're not going to lose the yardage, but at the same time, you're already backed up. You might as well take the shot. He just, again, a little too quick. He didn't really let the play develop there.
I don't know if it was an intentional screen, you know, because the way it developed with the Eagle defense getting into the backfield very quickly looked like it was a screen. But
there he goes.
Ross trying to get out of the pocket. We met at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Garrett Cole wrapping up Ross for the tackles. So 0 for 4 now on third down. So another three and out for the Wildcats. They'll have to punt it away once again. Damon Redeker, Derek Holting back deep. They've fair caught it the last time, so Galloway appears to be the punter once again. 2:50 and counting here in the first quarter, and we've got
movement on the Opie line.
I don't know.
That might be.
No, but I think Wildcat kind of jumped a little early, so that'll be their first penalty of the ball game for either team. It'll be a 5-yard penalty on the false start. And a 4th and 11 now becomes a 4th and 16. So Galloway now will be fielding the snap at his own 9-yard line.
Yeah.
Good snap. Getting close to a block. Did everything they could to push it, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. Actually going to die at the 39-yard line of Northern Heights. So the pressure did affect the kick, even though it looked like Garrett Cole did not get the punt block. But it was enough to hurry the punter. And but, you know, still – did his best, but an 18-yard credit and an 18-yard punt by Galloway.
Well, and, you know, give Galloway even more credit. He's had some good punts here tonight. He's gotten some pretty good distance on him, but unfortunately that one just saw that rush coming, and that's about the second or third time that they've almost had a punt blocked by the Eagles. They've just got the speed to get down there. So, I mean, give him credit for getting it off.
So, previous drive took two plays to go 56 yards. This time they need to go 39. Under center is Redeker. Going to be a fullback dive to Garrett Cole, rumbling, stumbling, bumbling, dragging defenders all the way down to the 33-yard line. So call it a gain of 6.
Garrett Cole up the middle, gain of about 7.
We've got a couple guys, maybe helmets caught up. They were slow getting up. I think their face masks got
connected.
Yeah, they
did.
It was Ross and Cole just laying down like – looking like it was like a practice drill. You line up both helmets so you can get up faster. So, but I call it a 7-yard carry for Garrett Cole.
Talk about things you don't see very often. Northern Heights on that particular snap, they kind of abandoned what's been working for them defensively. They tried to muscle on that one. They didn't really go low or try to take the legs out. Kind of surprised on that.
I formation for Redeker and company. Receiver on each side. Dropping back to pass is Redeker. Going to be a go, actually going to be a reception caught by the tight end. That was Redeker's Jed Cole, the senior, getting his first football action this year as a senior after running cross country the previous couple of years. So an 8-yard reception by Jed.
Well, and that play just tied this drive for the second longest drive for the Eagles at 2. This will be tied for the longest of the night for them at 3.
So fresh set of downs, their third first down of the ball game. I formation for Redeker once again. Receiver on each side. Cole, the tight end on the left side. Going to be a handoff taken by Derek Holting. Breaks one. Breaks another one. Still going before being brought down at the 5-yard line.
19-yard scamper up the middle. Kobe Galloway on the
tackle. First and goal. So a 19-yard carry by Derek Holting, his fourth rush of the night, and he's got 85 yards and 2 scores.
Wow.
Just narrowly missed another one. Just needed one more broken tackle, and he would have been in there.
Well, again, Northern Heights, they went back to kind of what's been working for him. They tried to slow him down. They weighed him down a little bit. He was shaking him off, but it gave enough time for two more Wildcats to come in and just bring him down together.
Under one here to play in the first quarter. Opie looking to add to their 28-0 lead. High formation, first and goal from the 5-yard line. Going to be a fullback dive. Actually, play action pass in the end zone.
I think that's
Jed Cole, but he unable to corral the pass from Damon Redeker, so that'll be the first incomplete pass of the ball game. First non-positive yard for the Eagles here in this first quarter. So clock will stop with the incomplete pass. 36 seconds left on this first quarter clock. So Coach Schmidt trying to work in some of those second-level guys. Jed, yep. You know, coming out for the football program after running cross-country. And he said I saw him at the gas station taking right, you know, back in August. I said, "How's, you know, what change? You doing both sports?" He said, "No, I wanted to play for a winner." And, you know, Jed's getting to be a part of a winning program here, right here. So T formation for the Eagles. Going to be a play-action pass. Going to look for Jed once again. He's in the end zone, and he's got it. Jed Cole, senior to senior connection. Damon Redeker to Jed Cole for 5 yards out. So makes it 34-0, 30 seconds to play. So great job there by Jed to get corral that touchdown pass.
Absolutely. I mean, he created the distance, burned his man, and was able to just get the hops up that he needed to pull that one in.
So 34-0 our score. 30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Fowler will come back in for the extra point. Looking for the snap from Yabara. Good snap, good hold, and a good kick. So 35-0 our score. We'll take a quick 1 minute break and have the next kickoff here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years of experience. That's Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by the Opie State Bank. Think of Opie State Bank if you need a home or agriculture loan. Contact one of their lending specialists to achieve your dreams. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And the City of Opie, location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family.
Braden Fowler with an end-over-end kick going to be fielded by Northern Heights at their own 21-yard line. Ooh. And a nice hard hit at the 27-yard line.
Brought down by Nolan Rhodes.
So that will be Northern first Heights 10, taking Northern over Heights first and 10.
28.
Well, yeah, if you couldn't tell by my reaction on that one, man. Talk about getting tattooed. Nice.
Second-level guys making some plays out there.
You got a full sleeve on that one.
They got one more JV game, I think, if everything holds with Northern Heights on Monday. I've gotten to see this second group play multiple times this season, and they've, you know, really getting their work in, knowing that, you know, it's just like
Opie. It'll be their time.
It's rebuilding, it's reloading, not rebuilding at the Opie program. So Ross, again, the quarterback. Taking the direct snap, it might get a half a yard, maybe a yard on the gain, so that'll be his first positive play of the ball game on rush number 7. So brings up 2nd and 9, and that might be our last play of the first quarter. So after 12 minutes of play, our score, Opie out to a 35-0 lead over Northern Heights. So a 1 minute break, and we'll bring second quarter action on KVUE FM, Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Kansas Land Tire at 611 Prairie Street in Emporia. For car, truck, or farm tires, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care. 620-343-8473. And Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela. 344-6368.
We welcome you back to Allen, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Troon. Second quarter of action ready to get underway. Northern Heights going to be faced with a 2nd and 9. Trailing things 35-0. Do have some area score updates from around the listening area. Waverly leading Northeast Arma. Northeast Arma, usually 11-man team, but playing a JV schedule. And we're playing 8-man against Waverly tonight. Waverly out to a 22-0 lead early in the first quarter. And then another score I saw, 24-0 Burlingame leads Maranatha Academy. So 2nd and 9. Shotgun formation for Ross. Galloway, the tailback, to his right side. Dropping back the pass is Ross. Going to lob it up in the air. No one home but Spencer Fox along the far sideline, but he needed to be about 12 feet tall to catch that pass. Yeah. So brings up 3rd and 9 once again. Northern Heights still looking for their first down of this contest.
Yeah, Ross again, he just – I think he just maybe panicked a little bit on that one. He just went ahead and threw it. And as you mentioned, he had to be 12 feet tall, maybe even need a ladder at that to catch that one. That was I think just showing maybe a little bit of the nerves that he has in this game.
So Ross now 0 for 4 passing in the ball game. Going to need to probably complete a pass to keep this drive alive. Going to have two receivers, actually maybe call it trips, here on the near side. Rolling to his right is Ross. Going to underthrow his intended receiver of Patrick Ninefield. Would have been right at the line of scrimmage, but an incomplete pass once again for Ross, and they'll have to punt it away.
Well, an incomplete pass, and I'm not even sure if that would have been catchable. That was a bullet pass. I mean, Ross has got an arm. Give him credit on that. He's had some high passes. He's had some bullet passes. Unfortunately, just the accuracy not there.
Well, and that's one thing with Ross running for his life. He's unable to get set.
Exactly.
And he's throwing off that front foot, and it's tough to get that velocity on that ball. So heavy pressure. Oh. Opie blocks the putt. Looks like Garrett Cole getting in there. Ball still loose. Who's going to be recovered? It's in the end zone, so who's underneath it? So looks like actually call it down at the 4-yard line. Looked like he was in the end zone, but Opie will take over at the 4-yard line. So best starting field position on the blocked punt.
Wow.
Opie was coming for it. Looked like Eli Foraker, Garrett Cole just broke through the middle and right there. So we're going to have some substitutions here. Looks like Braden Fowler on the offensive line, Triton Ybarra on the offensive line, Blake Redeker in at tailback. Or actually, that they're just going to go T formation. So Holting, Cole, and Blake Redeker in the T formation. And they're going to be a low snap. Going to be fielded by Blake Redeker on the handoff. And he is in from 4 yards out. So another touchdown for the Eagles, and it's 41-0. 11:40 to play in the first half.
Well, I mean, that just – you knew that was coming at some point, as Olpe has really been rushing that punt all night long, and they've just gotten closer and closer every single time. I think you knew it was coming at some point. I think the punter just took a little too much time to kind of get himself set, thinking he had more time than he did. Puts it up, bounces right off an Eagle hand, and, well, you saw the result right there.
Fowler on for the PAT. So Fowler 5 for 5 so far on the PATs. Looks like Logan Hammond. Actually, that's Dexton Holting will be doing the holding this time. Looking for a good snap. He's got it. Oh, maybe pressure on the hold, but Dexton Holton gets it down, laces out, and the PAT is good for Fowler. So 42-0 now, 11:40 to play in this first half. So we'll take a quick one-minute break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Other games on our KVUE airwaves tonight on AM 1400. Emporia High taking on Junction City. And last score update I got, just about through the first quarter, Emporia High up 3-0.
Hey, there we go.
Over Junction City. So Tim Miller and Steve Inwood on that call on 1400.
Go Spartans.
So Fowler got it teed up at the 40-yard line with a 42-0 lead.
Beautiful kick.
Nice kick. End over end. Going to go through the hands of Ninefield. Going to be fielded at the 7-yard line. And he's just going to go down on a knee at the 10-yard line. So a 3-yard return for Ninefield. And that's where Northern Heights will have another first and 10.
Well, that's
still looking for first down number one tonight.
Well, that's obviously not where you want to be deep in your own territory. But I think he made the smarter decision there, as he knew if he tried to run that out, there's a good chance he gets cut off at the pass. He turns around, he maybe gets knocked back for even further. There's a good possibility they could have been set up in their own end zone, and that's just not what they want.
11:36 to play in the first half. Going to have a mixture of varsity and junior varsity players out there. Looks like Spencer Vogt's in at nose guard.
Ross needs to be careful here.
Ross
right there
will be tackled in the backfield for a loss of one on the carry. So Ross, 8 carries, negative 17 yards.
My reasoning for that, before I didn't want to step over you on the call there, Mike. My reasoning for that with Ross needing to be careful is he does drop back a little farther, especially when he tries to pass. I don't think he's going to try and make that decision here, but he has gone backwards several times, and you know, you don't have a lot of room to operate this far back. He gets hit just right. He ends up in the end zone. Safety to Opie, and you got to punt it right back to him. So, you know, Ross is in a very precarious position here for the offense he's been trying to run here tonight.
If you guys are getting attached to our counterpart, Chance Lebo, he is not with us today because he is at Rocky Top. Folks, if we got attached to him, he may not come back because he'd be wearing Ole Miss colors in that big matchup there, as we got a handoff taking by Ninefield, and he's going to lose five being tackled at the 5-yard line. So negative play once again for Northern Heights.
Good pursuit there by the Eagles. Just followed him right across the line, and that actually got him to back up a little bit. Knocks him back. I mean, that – again, that's just textbook defense right there, just not letting your man get behind you, keeping him right in front of you.
3rd and 16 for the Wildcats, still looking for their first third down conversion of the night. 5-man front. Actually call it a 4-man front. 4-3 defense. Rolling to his left, going to actually tuck it and run as Ross breaks one before being brought down at the 8-yard line. Well, so 3-yard carry for Ross, but still 4th down.
A punt definitely coming here, obviously, looking where they're at. But last punt attempt was blocked, and this one is going to be punted out of the end zone. So if this one gets blocked, that's just more bad news. That's another 6 for Opie if that happens. Got to get this one off quickly. You don't have a lot of time to adjust. Just catch it and kick. Oh,
and we're going to have a flag before the snap. Look like there might have been some movement. Yeah, false start, so half the distance even further now.
Second false start there for the Wildcats. Both of them coming on punts, too.
So as Galloway already punting in the shadows of his goalpost, low snap, but he gets it off. A spiraling kick. Look out. They're yelling, Beaner, look out, look out. Going to roll back to the 12-yard line. Darren Hines was the closest Eagle to it. So call it an 8-yard punt by Galloway. And Eagles with excellent field position once again. So they didn't block the punt, but enough pressure on it once again. And they've got excellent starting field position. We've got a host of substitutions here for the Eagle offense.
Not to mention that was a bit of a low snap on that for that punt, and when he had to kind of adjust, he lost valuable time. So he's basically trying to get it to where he wants it when he's got a whole rash of Eagles coming right at him. He's got to adjust on that low snap, and then he's got to get it all off. That was just kind of a bad combination right there for that punt.
So leading 42-0, 9:14 to play in the first quarter, Damon Redeker at quarterback, Ethan Redeker, Logan Hammond, the tailbacks. Logan Hammond takes the fullback dive, going to be close to a touchdown, but going to have enough for a first down. Call it a gain of 12 for Hammond, the freshman.
Aaron Ross on the tackle.
And first and goal for the Eagles, licking their chops for another one. Break their huddle.
Just under 9 minutes left to go here in this first half.
I formation, two receivers here on the near side, Blake Skowski, Blake Redeker. Hammond and Ethan Redeker, the two tailbacks. Going to be handoff to Ethan Redeker. Pushes his way. He's going to get no gain on the play. Of course, last year, Ethan Redeker had that scary injury where he broke his tib fib and really lost a lot of basketball season and the rest of football season. But Ethan has recovered well from that injury and looking all right.
Yeah, great read there by the Northern Heights defense as they actually saw the lane kind of open. They immediately collapse and close it up to stop the run dead. That was probably one of the better defensive efforts we've seen by the Wildcats here tonight.
Second and goal for the Eagles. T formation. It'll be a handoff taken by Ethan Redeker, trying to make a man miss. Gets a gain of a yard and will bring up third and goal from the one.
Another good read by the Wildcats there as he just comes right through. I couldn't see who had the tackle there for the boys in black, but got through, tripped him up at the feet again. Just those good, solid, fundamental tackles. You know you're not going to muscle them down, so you got to try and trip them up and literally do so. Wildcats doing a pretty good job here on the goal line with the defense.
First time the Eagles have seen third down tonight on offense. I formation for Damon Redeker under center. Blake Redeker, Blake Skowski, the two receivers on each side. Going to be a fullback dive to Logan Hammond. He started the drive. He's going to end the drive with a two-yard touchdown score for Logan Hammond, the freshman. Makes it 48-0 now.
Well, I think that was still gave up six, but, I mean, that was probably one of the better defensive efforts we've seen out of Northern Heights tonight. Their goal line defense was pretty solid. Unfortunately, it eventually broke. But give them credit. They had some flashes of brilliance there on that last possession.
Fowler, 6 for 6 on the extra points. Did have a little bit of trouble with the hold with the freshman Dexton Holting. This time a little bit better. Gets it up. The kick is good. Heavy pressure there by Northern Heights, though, but the kick is still good. So Fowler, 7 for 7, makes it 49-0, 7:25 to play in this first half. Quick break coming here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. B&S Kennels in Opie, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend. And Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile. Call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
49-0 our score, 7:25 to play in the first half. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Opie leading Northern Heights. Fowler's kick end over end, going to bounce. And might go all the way to the end zone. It's actually going to stop at the one. Actually, no, it's going to go into the end zone. Fortunately for Ninefield, he let it go behind him. That'll be the first touchback of the ball game. And it'll be first and 10 from the 20-yard line for Northern Heights.
Well, Ninefeld, I think he was just more concerned with tracking the ball than he was with catching it. He never even got his hands up there, and that was almost very costly. If that ball had stopped rolling about an inch sooner, that's a one-yard line start for this series. And that just, we've seen what they've done when deep in their own territory. It would not have been a good
trailing
good
things point. 49-0. Aaron Ross trying to get something going offensively. Going to be a handoff taken by Galloway. Actually, Ninefeld. And he's going to be pushed back by Logan Hammond. Going to be a loss of 3 on the play.
That's kind of been the norm here tonight. Every time Northern Heights snaps the ball, it seems as though they drop back about 3 or 4 yards. They've got to start picking up some positive yardage.
Called only a loss of 1. I was watching that far side official, and he was going way back on the spot.
Yeah.
So second and 11, 6:50 and counting. Play getting ran in by Preston Patton to his offensive huddle. He'll relay the message, and they break their huddle. Ball just shy of the near hash. Four-man front for the Eagle defense. Mixture of varsity and junior varsity out there. Ross rolling to his left, looking downfield. Going to be sacked behind. Still actually breaks the tackle before being thrown to the ground by two other Eagles trying to get some numbers over there.
You know, I talked about Olpe doing a great job of kind of leading you where they want you to go, but they're also, I think, giving Ross options. They're trying to make him think he's got more ways to run than he really does, and that causes a little bit of indecisiveness. And, Mike, I've talked about that before. When you have an indecisive runner, you don't have a very efficient runner, because when you don't make up your mind on where you're going to go, you're about a half step behind the defense because they already know where you're at and they're coming right for you.
Looked like it was Dalton Mayer and Isaac Miller on the tackle for the Eagles. Isaac Miller getting his first contest of the season. He separated his shoulder in a jamboree up here on this very field before in the preseason, and he's finally got his doctor's release. So Colby Galloway with the direct snap will take a 3-yard gain. But we'll bring up fourth and long once again for Northern Heights, and they'll have to punt it back to Opie.
Well,
49-0 our score, 5:24 to play in the half.
Once again, you mentioned they've yet to get a first down here.
Galloway on the punt. Holting and Redeker back to receive.
Dexton Holting and Ethan Redeker back deep. The field, Galloway's kick. No pressure, really. And it shanked off his foot. Looked like it might have hit an Eagle.
I think it did.
Down lineman. We'll see what the call is here and who actually recovers it. Braden Fowler was the Eagle that was just not ready to be used to it. Looks like it's going to be Eagles ball still. So first and 10 for Opie at the 15-yard line. So pretty good field position
again.
The last three drives. Let's see, they start at the 4 on the blocked kick. They started at the 12 the previous drive.
Yep.
And then now the 15-yard line. So looking to add to their 49-0 lead.
My question is, did that go off an Eagle or did it go off the back of one of his blockers?
I don't know who it hit. I mean, obviously it would have been live if it would have hit Fowler, but it looked like there was not a scramble for the play. So in at quarterback, Dexton Holting under center. Redeker, Ethan Redeker, and Logan Hammond in the backfield with him. Going to be a toss sweep over here on the near side. Ethan Redeker looking to get some blocks. Gets one, but it's going to be coming back with an infraction. Mm-hmm. Redeker gets a 5-yard carry, but it's going to be all for naught. Looked like Logan Hammond got a little bit outside the pads.
Yep.
And that'll be coming back. The infraction's right at the line of scrimmage, so be a 10-yard holding penalty.
That's Olpe's first penalty of the night, third overall. As Northern Heights in the first quarter had those two procedural penalties with the false starts.
They'll mark it off from the spot of the infraction. The Eagles will get another crack at it. So looking down on the offensive line, looks like Isaac Miller's in there, Braden Fowler, Triton Ybarra working in on the center position. Look like Andrew Foraker out there and trying to see the right tackle. Looks to be Spencer Vogts. I formation. For Dexton Holting. Brody Cole also in at wide receiver. Handoff taken by Ethan Redeker. Makes one man miss. Looking to break another tackle before being brought down at the 5-yard line. So a nice 20-yard carry by Ethan Redeker.
Well, he erases the penalty and picks up even more yardage. Almost a first down off a 16-yard carry. Actually, I think he might give him 18.
Yeah, so it was second. It was first and 20, so call it a run of 19 because it's second and one now from the, call it the 6-yard line.
My math skills are improving, but they still need
formation,
work.
Fullback dive to Logan Hammond. He's going to get in himself another one. Give him six. 55-0. 3:57 to play in the half. So Logan Hammond, second touchdown score of the night. This time. From 6 yards out, he's got 20 rushing yards on 3 carries and 2 scores.
That's got to put a smile on Coach Schmidt's face, seeing his freshman come out there and execute like that, just bowling through defenders. It's a good positive sign for the future.
Logan's been getting some valuable experience on the varsity side on special teams, really working himself in there, so making his presence known so far. So you have some confusion on where people are lining up on the extra points, because in JV they really don't go for extra points.
Yeah.
But they do have a good snap, do have a good hold. Ooh. And the kick finds its way through once again. 8-for-8 is Fowler. 56-0 our score. 3:57 yet to play in the half. We'll take a quick break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of Northern Heights academics and athletics. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Harry and Lloyd's, proud supporters of the Northern Heights Wildcats. Join them after every game for great food and good times. Main Street and Americus. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the field. Go Cats! And USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2021-2022 school year.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trujillo. End over end kick by Braden Fowler, going to be down at the 20-yard line, recovered by Northern Heights.
And that was kind of a rare little bounce there. By that, I mean there was really no bounce once the ball hit the ground. It just kind of stuck right where it was, and receiver decided to jump right on top of it.
First cold night of the season, really. And, you know, as it gets colder, the balls kind of – they get a little softer.
Yeah.
And as we saw in pregame, Derek Holting was like, Coach, this ball's flat. As Aaron Ross has a carry for about a gain of four. I don't know if you guys could hear Sean Wilson, the PA guy, talking about the Tom Brady footballs. But a nice carry there for Aaron Ross. That's his best yardage of the night. To gain a four, he's got 11 carries for negative 19 yards.
Yeah, Ross, he's starting to find those routes a little bit. And again, as I've said before, and I'll say it pretty much any time I get the chance, you don't need 10 yards every carry. You just need to pick up some positive yardage on each drive or on each snap. And right now it's a good start here.
JV defense in its entirety there for the Eagles. Ross, or actually Galloway with the direct snap, going to be met at the line of scrimmage. Maybe Gallaud a gain
of
about two, actually, with forward progress.
Third and four, Northern Heights.
So third and manageable.
Yeah.
Four, Northern Heights, their best.
First time you've been able to say that.
First time all night. They're still looking for their first down of the contest.
Time ticking down, under three to go here in the first half, and yeah, you know, they just have really struggled to kind of get any momentum, any positive momentum on their side, as they really haven't been able to exploit this defense whatsoever. Again, the door gets open and it shuts just as fast.
Third and four, 2:35 to play. Northern Heights looking to get into this 56-0 lead for Opie. Ross breaks the tackle. We're going to be stopped short of the first down. Going to be a call it a 3-yard gain for Ross. So brings it fourth and one.
Good work for the linebackers there for Opie to come up and kind of close the door, as that was actually a wide open path he had, as all the linemen were kind of engaged at that time. There was nobody to stop him. Linebackers come right up to there in the middle and just push him back.
I think you got to go for it here.
Absolutely.
Obviously, if you don't get it, it's going to be the worst starting field position the Eagles have had all in the second quarter.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't go. I think if nothing else, maybe just try a short little pass up the field.
The Eagles are going to bring everybody up to the line of scrimmage. Going to have eight guys, call 10 guys in the box.
That's a lot of ferocity.
Going to be Ross. Ross going to have a first down, looking for more. Call it a gain of six on the carry.
Northern Heights.
So that's their first down of the ball game, looking to get some positive momentum heading into the halftime locker room.
That's a big confidence booster right there, as you're able to pick up the yardage, like I said. And now you just got to build on that. You keep working like that, there's a good chance you find the end zone.
So as we get closer to halftime, we will visit with seniors Damon Redeker of Opie and senior Aaron Ross of Northern Heights as we await the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show.
See what they elect to do here. If they just hand it off to Ross and have him run it again, got to be wary of those – of the Eagles in the way back, as they're really They're not really looking to play man-to-man.
Ross taking the snap, looking to throw. Has a receiver downfield, but it falls incomplete. So Ross 0 for 6 passing tonight. Buck 05 left to play in the second quarter.
By that, what I meant when I said they're not really playing man, they're looking to kind of bring the extra heat right up the middle, come at Ross, maybe fluster him a little bit. Ross a little bit more controlled on that one. But again, you mentioned it, Mike. He's throwing on the run a lot, which doesn't give him a lot of opportunity to get the accuracy you typically do when you can drop back and kind of scan the field.
Brings up 2nd and 10 for the Wildcats. Ball on their own 36-yard line. Direct snap, actually going to be mishandled by Galloway, but fortunately he falls on it. So it's going to be a loss of 5 for Galloway.
Well, just as you're building positive momentum, that one just kind of breaks it apart as clock rolling now under 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
3rd and 14, Northern Heights.
So they did get their – they're still looking for their first – third down conversion as their first down came on a 4th and 1 earlier in this drive. Gonna call, gonna have one more play most likely here that they'll have to snap it on the 3rd down, 25 seconds and counting. 3rd and 14, ball on their own 32-yard line. Ross takes the snap, rolling to his right, looking to maybe keep it with the quarterback, and he's going to be brought down by, let's see, who was that in there? Logan Hammond coming from the linebacker position. So a loss of 3 to conclude our first half. Opie with a 56-0 lead over the Northern Heights Wildcats. We will get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Like we said, we'll visit with Damon Redeker and Aaron Ross of their respective teams. Come back, try and get some area scores and get those stats for you. But the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show is next.